312-91-7200 is a MegaPro call, text, and photo line. Greg Olson, the Hall of Fame tight end and broadcaster on Fox Sports, in here with us. It's funny that you transitioned to redoing cabinets in your spare time in the off season.
Yes.
You look great.
I've lost a lot of weight.
Lost a lot of weight, about 6 inches in height.
Grew some hair.
Yep, and a lot smaller hands. So I was at a networking, the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce, at a dinner meet and greet at Nick Devers' place, Grillhouse, about 3 weeks ago, and a GC came up to me, general contractor, who's been part of the chamber a long time, and he's like, hey, I was listening to the show, this show that you were on. He's like, do you know those guys from Redo Cabinets? I'm like, yeah, they're on my show, and friends with them off the air. What's up? He was talking to me about him. Like, so he does tear out some of the, have you ever thought about on the jobs where you don't have to tear it out and that the listeners don't have the budget to do a complete gut and just want something, a little perfume on the pig, and turn it around within a couple of 3 days instead of a 6, 8, 12 week process about talking with them and just, you know, hiring them and you doing the other work. He's like, no, you know what? Can you introduce me? And I sent you guys a text message, and I think your brother reached out to him, and I'm a connector, Steve. I am a conduit to greatness. That is my new slogan, conduit to greatness.
You're a marketing genius.
That's Northern Illinois, 88, marketing degree. I just want to throw that out there up in the Kelp. And so do you work with a lot of GCs? I know you want to talk about cabinets, but do you work with a lot of other GCs out there that would bring you in to do the job for those higher price jobs where people just don't have the budget?
Funny is we really haven't yet. We've been direct to customer since the beginning. I guess I can't say we wouldn't. Okay. I mean, because again, the concept is just again simple. Don't tear everything out. Don't throw everything in the landfill. Let's make what you have better. Let's transform that kitchen with what you have.
So it might be another line for the GCs who, for the consumers out there that don't listen to the show, shame on them, and know about your products, that might be an offshoot that they might be able to bring you in, and that free up the money that they might be able to do a bathroom, or they might be able to do a basement, or they might be able to do a family room, right? Hey, you know what? This is what we could do in the kitchen, but we could also do this and then use those funds in another room.
Yes. Well, again, in this, like, say the simplest thing. When I moved into my house, it's got to be almost 20 years ago now, we had the new countertops put in immediately because the last ones were real ugly blue laminate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put new countertops on there. And then much later when we started doing cabinet refacing, I was like, well, since we're not tearing the box out, we can literally work with the countertops that are there. And how much does that save? That saves a ton of money with what countertops cost. And we do get a lot of customers that do that. Again, it is about transforming that kitchen and just making it beautiful for a lot less.
So explain the countertop, because I know you guys want to talk about the countertop. So exactly what do you guys do? I know you keep the boxes, right? Mm-hmm. You keep, and then you just redo the facing, and you bring in hardware. But talk about the different services that you and your team provide for the countertops.
Sure. Well, so yeah, we also will do countertops. We typically like doing a lot of quartz. We will do the backsplash with it too. So again, that again is a big eye popper when you walk into the kitchen and see that. Mostly when you start changing your cabinet colors, because if you got that really old, maybe the oak is starting to change colors, starting to look pretty bad. We could put a nice white on there. We can even do some of that new, that verde green, which is kind of a little bit darker than me disappearing into the,
not your shirt.
As I look like Jambie up here. you can definitely really change the whole color. Again, you can walk in your kitchen, it can be a completely different thing with the same cabinets being there.
Steve has the red lights in his kitchen with the crushed velour with the panther jumping out at it. It's kind of a unique thing in Bannockburn. You don't see too many of those type of kitchens anywhere, but especially in Bannockburn, it's kind of unique.
Smells like rich mahogany.
Well, yeah, it's.
I don't know, Mr. Mahogany.
Yeah, and right, he denies knowing, Rich or Mr. Mahogany. But can you go over something that's pretty wacky and far out there, or is there anything that you can't go over, I should ask?
I think the only thing we don't like to go over is metal, because there are people who have metal cabinets, and that's one thing we don't really mess with. But really, any kind of wood, even the like IKEA wood we've worked with.
Really?
Yeah,
even that like press
the
board,
like the frameless, we've worked with that. And again, a lot of people's newer cabinets can be a press board. There is a lot cheaper products out today. So that's why we like working with the older kitchens, because they're
good quality.
They're very good quality. Just like people like working on the older homes.
Yeah.
You know, they're just built better. So why toss those in the garbage?
The time it takes you from start to finish to get out there with all the equipment, get out there with all the materials, get out there with your men and women, you know, your team, rope everything off, tape everything off so it doesn't go everywhere. What's the start to finish? Can you do it in 48 hours? Can you do it in 24 hours?
We have done jobs in 24 hours.
Really?
If it's a small enough kitchen, we've done it in a day. The longest jobs could be up to a week, but 3 to 4 is pretty much our standard, 3 to 4 days.
That's it.
So we hustle.
And the kitchen's out of commission for that period of time?
We pretty much, that's why we want to be quick. Because again, when people are doing a full remodel, you don't have access to your sink anymore. I mean, it can be really hard, mostly when you're not used to that. When you think about someone working on your bathroom, working on your kitchen, you think, oh, this is not a big deal. And then when someone actually starts tearing everything out, you're like, oh, I cannot do anything in here anymore. So 3 to 4 days, that's why we want to be in and out real quick.
3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
Financing options available?
We do have financing options available. We take all forms of payment, but we do short-term and long-term financing.
Through another company, whatever, it's Green Tree or Silver?
Yeah. No, we would use like an upgrade or service finance. Yep.
Okay. And also, with those are great to get the job done, but line of credits to pay that stuff off would be even better, because those rates are kind of aggressive. But it's a short-term loan to get the work done.
Yep.
And improve the value of your home. And you can live with it and enjoy it. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out, and website where they can see your work.
RedoCabinets.com, 630-686-1700.